There are these weird things that happen to you and I when we become adults. The weirdest is that we don't celebrate birthdays. It happens earlier for women, which is weird. We don't realize that your hair is being dyed every week and that you're getting older and that you happen to have grandchildren, but you're still 29. It's weird. And then there's this, it's really an American construct comes along. Well, it's rude to ask. It's a very recent and odd construct. I follow it. I was raised that way. You follow it because you're raised that way. And, of course, women from like 40 to 60 become sensitive. But once they get older, they're like, of course I'm going to celebrate my birthday. And before the age of 30, they're like, of course. It's your birthday. It's the oddest thing. They'll celebrate it for their children and grandchildren. But when it comes to their own, they don't do it. It's weird. You have to admit. Second odd thing about aging, and I don't mean in your 60s and 70s. I mean when you become in junior high and high school, like when you hit your teenage years, something funky happens. But we don't take compliments anymore. So in junior high and high school, it goes to their head and they become, you know, like they know everything or they can do no wrong. Either conditioned by their parents or just they happen to enter into that because of puberty. But before the age of 12, kids are really gracious. Kids before the age of 12 are really gracious when they receive a compliment. We're terrible. We, through false humility, see, we think it's being humble. It's not being humble. If you speak well, if you sing well, if you dress well, if you walk well, if you do something well and something compliments you on that, we should do what a 7-year-old does. Thank you. And don't spend more time thinking about it. You and I don't do that. We're terrible at that. Especially after high school, we get even worse. No, no, no. Just say thank you. And then as you get older, happens I think sometimes in parenting, probably because parenting is really tough. And then in grandparenting it really hits some. But unfortunately, the habit is so deep that grandparents can't break it. And that's just being. Just sitting. Think about it. You know how often a mom says to her child, or a dad says to his child, just sit there. Don't move. Just sit. They can never do that. It's like the most hypocritical parenting skill in the world. Sit there. And that 8-year-old's like, you'd never do this, would we? Because as adults, so smart, so talented, we always have to be doing something. Why? Where in the world do we get these oddities that come with age? And they're really important, and you and I might be tempted just to say, well, it's just humdrum, Father, just go on. And I would think if we'd spend just a little bit of time with tonight's gospel and a little bit more time with the true meaning of Christmas, you and I don't get this beautifully decorated church. We don't get a holiday. Friends, you and I don't get Merry Christmas if we didn't have people who were willing to celebrate a birthday and were willing to receive a compliment and say thank you in return. If we didn't have people that some hundreds or thousands of years ago couldn't just be still and stop always doing. Because it's those three things, celebrating a birthday, receiving a compliment that's true, and just being, that gave birth to God. It's the life of the shepherds. And it's not just some religious fairy tale. You have to trace it back historically. Tonight's gospel is so powerful. And we can't get to Mary and Joseph. You and I can't get to the birth unless we first look at these shepherds. And of course, we would know they had families, right? They had wives, so there was women there. They had children, and there's children there. And pay attention carefully, because only tomorrow, if you come to Mass again tomorrow, Only tomorrow do we get to see them do something. Tonight, they just listened to what the angel said to them before they would go and do something. It's called the skill of reception. And we're awful. We are really so far from that skill of you and I being able to receive and then go do. Friends, this isn't just like a nice social thing to say. It's at the basis of our faith. If you and I don't know how to receive, you and I can't encounter God. And if you and I don't encounter God, we can't inherit heaven. It's impossible. When you make that logic, Christmas becomes a little bit more serious. But if we receive and we respond well, it becomes a lot more joyful. But we should be practical. These seem to be two ways that we can be more like shepherds and less like these odd aging people. And age isn't what I'm talking about. That's inevitable. We're going to get older. You just do simple math. After 29 comes 30, and then 31, and then 32. That's obvious. But what do we do with that? Certainly, we can look to the model of a child, and that makes sense, but certainly for some parents and grandparents, it doesn't work. They see their children live their faith, and it still doesn't work for them. So let's be practical by looking at those two boxes. Friends, you might have gone to confession the past few nights. You might have gone to confession last week. You might not have gone to confession in 10 years. Go to confession. Because not only does it forgive sins, but it puts you in a place of receiving. You receive forgiveness. And as good people know, a wise therapist will tell a married couple this. An old priest will tell married couples this. The most important words in a marriage isn't I love you. That's easy. That comes off just like that. Piece of cake. What splits couples apart is when they can't say I'm sorry. Those are way more difficult words to say. I love you is easy. Comes out real easily. Say it, I love you. But to say I'm sorry, especially to somebody you love and you're close to, like God, that's a different ballgame. Try it. Say you're sorry. And the way God has designed us to say sorry is in confession. So if you've gone the past few nights, go again. Go next week. And if you haven't gone in 10 years, don't make it another 10. Pursue the sacrament of confession. Not only does it make us like the shepherds, but it puts us in an act of receptivity, which, of course, is an act willing to follow God. And secondly is this. You and I are going to pray the Our Father in about probably 15 minutes. You and I love the Hail Mary. You and I easily will pray a rosary. Those rote, memorization, Catholic prayers are wonderful, and they should never go away. But we know that if we just do a little bit of Google searching and look in Wikipedia, all those prayers came first from people like you and I, believers, who first received the Word of God. First received the Word of God before the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Rosary came into our tradition. And that's the second way, and it is hard as crud. Some of you, and myself included, are so distant from praying in a church when it's not Mass. So the next week, make it a 2020 thing. You guys are full of resolutions, and so am I. We celebrate New Year's Day in just about a week. So for 2020, try this. Go into a church and don't do anything. Don't even kneel. Just sit and listen. God can talk to you. He made you. He's way smarter than you. He's way prettier than you. He knows what he's doing. It's a very, very difficult skill. But it's the skill of the shepherds. And those are the people that our Lord and the church gives to us tonight to imitate. Christmas is an amazing holiday because we have this mystery of God becoming man and then being born as a baby. It's incredible. But the first people God comes to after that baby is born are shepherds, stinky, uneducated, dirty men, women, and children. Because he had it approved to you and I, who smell good and look good and are educated, that we don't get it. It's not rough. It's not judgmental. It's the point of the gospel. Because how welcoming and warm is a baby? And that baby happens to be God. But perhaps look at it this way. You and I can think we're the late ones. Like, I kind of baked desserts all, I worked out, I slept, I took a big nap, I opened gifts. You and I are the late ones on Christmas, going to Mass at midnight. Such renegades, terrible Catholics. No. I think you and I are the first ones. Today is December 25th. It's the first Mass of Christmas. It's not the last Mass. Yeah, you've been awake for so long, but that's irrelevant. That's relative. You and I are the first ones to welcome the baby Jesus on Christmas Day. The midnight massers, like all of you and me, that's us. We're on that team. We're not the last ones to go. We're the first ones. We're already one for one and imitating the shepherds. They were the first faithful followers, the first ones, only behind two people. And now the gospel is for you, mom and dad, grandpa and grandmas. It's not a finger pointing at you. It's the gospel pointing at you. Read it. Mary and Joseph. They were the ones above any other people, Mary and Joseph, that were able to say yes to God and allow him to be born out of their control. And all God wanted from them was a yes to him. And they got that. So if it's not confession, friends, as you wake up and we say Merry Christmas to one another in 6, 7, 8 hours, if it's not going into a church and just being still and waiting to listen to him, maybe it will be the mom and dad of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, who did nothing more than await the coming of their son. And you know, I don't know, but you moms and dads, you know this. Is there any more powerful words to receive than that you are with child? For a brand new mom and a brand new dad who for the first time in their marriage or second or third or fourth, are there any more powerful words to receive? Any more powerful than I love you and I'm sorry than you are with child, you are pregnant, you're going to give birth to a new human being? It seems to me there's no more powerful words to receive, not to make up. You don't make it up. It happens to you by the laws of nature. Then you are with child. I think if it's not confession and it's not going to a church to stay still and listen to God, those words are incredibly powerful. And the only thing more powerful is when those words and that baby is God. Merry Christmas.